it's modeled after the Cure Violence program that's run out of Chicago. So it's a, you know, there's a model, there's training, there's curriculum, there's documented ways that the program should be run to be successful. But the idea is that this is not the police. This is not law enforcement. You know, law enforcement obviously has a huge role to play, but there are limitations, and sometimes they don't have the ability on the ground level to get between some of these parties, whereas the violence interrupters would. Violence interrupters are people from the community. Oftentimes people, you know, in, when I say from the community, from the specific communities that are targeted, where they're working, oftentimes people have had a history, but have left that history behind, have moved on in a positive way, and now want to make a difference. That history sometimes will give them some standing or some credibility, you know, maybe give them access to the parties or at least give them an opening where people will listen to what they have to say.
The $400,000 I saw in the release was heading to the Syracuse area. Is that for a specific program that exists or to start a program that, as you mentioned?
This is to start a new program. It's given to the not-for-profit. In this case, the not-for-profit was the Syracuse Model Neighborhood Facility. And it, if I recall correctly, their proposal has them working with at least one other group. But this is a new program. So with that money, the proposal they submitted, it was a competitive process. They submitted the proposal that was the best proposal. But with that money, the idea is that they will hire violence interrupters. They'll hire outreach workers. They'll receive specific training through Cure Violence in Chicago in terms of how the program should work and specifically on what their roles are. And then DCJS and Cure Violence will work with them to make sure that the model is being implemented the way it's supposed to be implemented.
Is this the kind of thing that you would envision, you know, future funding for if it proves to be effective, or is there some sense that it would become sort of self-sufficient or self-supporting, some of both?
Part of this program, the governor has been very clear in that he wants to make sure that the money that we invest is being used wisely and that we're getting a return on that investment. So part of this program consists of an evaluation piece, and we will be evaluating each of these programs. We'll be looking at the results, and to the extent that the evaluation shows that these are good investments and that they are helping to drive down violence and helping to build neighborhoods and communities, then I would envision that they would be continued. To the extent that that doesn't pan out, obviously we would have to reevaluate.